Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Rajavacha.
Rajavacha.
Om Nirjanma Kida Janma Shobhanam.
Om Nirjanma Kida
Janma Shobhanam. Parayar apyamushmin nayad hrishikesha yashakritatmana
nayad hrishikesha yashakritatmana
mahatmanamba prachura samagama
mahatmanamba prachura samagama
Janma kila janma shopanam. Kim janma bistva parayar apyamushmin. Nayad rishikesha yashakritatmana. Mahatmanamba prachara samagama. Raja Uvacha, King Rahugana said, Aho, alas, Nrit Janma, you who have taken birth as a human being, Akila Janma Shobhanam, the best of all species of life, Kim, what need, Janma Bihi, with births in higher species, like the demigods and the heavenly planets. But aparai, not superior. Api, indeed. Amushmin, in the next birth. No, not. Yad, which? Rishi Kesha Yasha. By the glories of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Rishi Kesha, the master of all senses. Krita Atmana. Of those whose hearts are purified. Maha. Atmana, who are actually great souls,
of us,
prachuraha, abundant, samagamaha,
the association.
Translation. King Rahugana said, this birth as a human being is the best of all. Even birth among the demigods of the heavenly planets is not as glorious as birth in the human, as a human being on this earth. What is the use of the exalted position of a demigod in the heavenly planets? Due to profuse material comforts, there's no possibility of associating with devotees. Purport. Human birth is a great opportunity for self-realization. One may take birth in a higher planetary system among the demigods, but due to the profusion of material comforts, one cannot gain release from material bondage. Even on this earth, those who are very opulent do not generally care to take to Krishna consciousness. An intelligent person actually interested in getting freed from the material clutches must associate with pure devotees. By such association, one can gradually become detached from the material attraction of money and women. Money and women are the basic principles of material attachment. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore advised those who are actually serious about returning back to Godhead to give up money and women in order to be fit to enter the kingdom of God. Money and women can be fully utilized in the service of the Lord. And one who can utilize them in this way can become freed from material bondage. Satam prasangam mama virya samvidho Bhavanti Ritkarna Visayana Katha. Kapiladev's teachings. Only in the association of devotees can one relish the glorification of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Just through a little association with a pure devotee, one can become successful in his journey back to Godhead. So, those of you not familiar with this section, this is the conclusion, a wrap-up, of a really long section having to do with Bharat Maharaj becoming involved in, after giving up his kingdom and going to the forest, living, intending to perfect his life in devotion, somehow he became involved in taking care of a deer and gave up his spiritual practices and died thinking of the deer. Come on in. So in his next life, Bharat Maharaj became a deer. Oh dear. Because yam yam vapi smaran bhavam chajatante kalevaram, whatever you think of at the time of death, that state you will attain. So he became a deer. But Super Soul, recognizing the elevated position of his previous life, gave him remembrance of his previous life, even in the body of a deer. He lived his life out as a deer, and when he left his body as a deer, he became the son of a Brahmin. But he wasn't going to make the same mistake again. So he conducted his life as if he was a dullard. He was most elevated person, but you know, way over there in the detachment side. Mm-hmm. Like consciously, purposefully not responding. So he was treated like that. His father tried to train him, but he would do things backwards, and so mm-hmm. he was treated badly. But he wasn't interested in being treated any other way or badly, nicely badly. He was fixed in, I'm not going to make the same mistake again. So many things happened, and one of those things that happened is the king, Rahugana, had palanquin carriers, because in those days they didn't have cars. They had kings and dignitaries were carried in palanquins. So they only had three palanquin carriers, and that the three palanquin carriers thought, this Jad Bharat, he'd be a good palanquin carrier, he's really dumb, and he's really strong, so let's engage him. So he was carrying the palanquin. Except, he didn't want to step on ants. So he was avoiding stepping on the ants and was just jostling the king upstairs in the palanquin. And the king blasted him. And then it happened again, and the king blasted him, threatened him. And then Jad Bharat began to speak to the king. For the first time in his life, he revealed his elevated consciousness. It is said that a fool is revealed when he speaks, or a learned person is revealed when he speaks. So he spoke in such a manner, he chastised the king. In simple language, he called him a fool. And here's this dullard palanquin carrier calling him a fool, but not just calling him names, describing transcendence. Without the details, because it's a long section. And the king got it. Uh-oh, I made a big offense. You're not just a dull person. You're a perfectly realized soul. So he got off the palanquin and paid his obeisances before Jad Bharat. Said, I don't know who you are, but you're a perfected being. And I didn't understand everything that you said. Could you say it again so I can understand it? And said that the whole chapter, he says it again, in a different way. And then Then Vikhan comes this chapter a third time around. We just ended the whole section before Rahugana speaks again. There's 20 verses where knowledge and detachment is what's going on. The Jad Bharat is speaking transcendental knowledge for the purpose of detaching the king from his false idea, mistaken idea of trying to be an enjoyer in the field of the temporary, because your spirit soul, and that this is not really meant for your enjoyment. It looks like enjoyment. Those, instance, there's 20 verses of it looks like enjoyment, and said it's terrible suffering. Details and details and details and details and details. It's all allegorical. The forest means this world, material enjoyment, senses contacting sense objects, and you get a buzz and call it happiness. But it's not happiness, it's something else. And he goes through it again and again and again, like, okay, I got it. So the concluding verse yesterday was, you, my dear king, are one of those persons. And then he makes the final recommendation. Leave behind the material enjoyment position. This knowledge and detachment has a purpose. That purpose is take shelter of the personality of Godhead. So, go for it, King. Let go of your worldly enjoyment anticipation notion, and instead take up the position of unalloyed devotion to the personality of Godhead. It's really explicit. And the other has been just knowledge and detachment, knowledge and detachment, knowledge and detachment, knowledge, because he saw the king was attached. The king was actually an elevated soul. We're going to hear him speak elevated words. But when one is too much attached, then intelligence is covered. Maya Parithagana. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Knowledge becomes stolen by illusion. It's there. It's just like a light that's covered. You put a the classic example, Vedic example, is you put a candle or a lamp inside a pot. The candle is burning, but the light doesn't go through the room. It's in the pot. So, covered consciousness is like that. An attachment to trying to be the enjoyer of the temporary is an obstacle. It's the covering. And there's varieties of it, and there's degrees of it, but it's, in principle, it covers that anticipation of enjoyment. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga is the language of Bhagavad Gita. Samsparshaja, the senses contacting sense object. Dukkha yonaya evate, that's the beginning of distress. So that was what this 20 verses was detailing in an allegorical fashion. The forest of material enjoyment is suffering. So, and then take shelter of the person who got it. So now this, that's the background. And this is the first, it's the second time in this whole sequence that he's spoken. And now he's saying, I get it. And but specifically, the part that he gets is the importance of this human form of life with the association of those who are sadhus, who are elevated in consciousness. That association can lift one out of that bewildered and covered condition. Prabhupada makes reference in the purport to a teaching of Kapila Dev, third canto, nice chapter, text 25 of that chapter, 25, it's devotional service, and devotional service is made possible through sadhu sangha. And in that sadhu sangha, what do? You do what sadhus do. In the language of Rupa Goswami, adau shraddha, preliminary faith, Krishna sends sadhu, sadhu sangha. And then what do? In the association of sadhus, you do what sadhus do. Bhajana kriya, devotional activity. So that's what this reference in the purport says. Satam prasangan, in prasanga, in the association of sadhus, mama virya samvido bhavanti rit karna rasayana kata. You hear, you do bhajana kriya. And you hear topics that are rasayana, they're out of this world. Not the sensual pleasure, their transcendental pleasure, rasa. And that's meant in the association of sadhu. There's a section in the Dhruva Maharaj story that relates with this specifically. When Dhruva Maharaj, his initial thing was he wanted a kingdom. He wanted to get back. He wanted revenge against his stepmother who did some very nasty things. So he wanted to get back. And that was, the form of it was get a kingdom. So, he got on the other side of wanting a kingdom and he became fixed in his devotion by the grace of Narada. Lord Vishnu came and in one of his 12 prayers, Dhruva says, I just want the association of saintly persons. Benediction you wish to give, please give the association of saintly persons. Because it's through the association of Narada that I got your association. It's through the continued association of great souls that I'll stay fixed in devotion. Even at that state of attainment, of seeing the personality of Godhead face to face, with a heart that's become pure. To stay there, I request this association. And our acharyas comment exactly this point, the Rasayana Katha, that topics about the personality of Godhead are relished through the association of those who are sadhus. And it's that happiness and awakened connection with the personality of Godhead, loving attraction, not just it's about me and my happiness, it's loving attraction. I wish to be connected with the lovable object, because that's what love is. The happiness of the beloved is my happiness. So those who have that happiness of the beloved, Krishna, consciousness, discussing topics in the association of such persons, that gives rasa. And when that rasa is awakened, everything in this material world pales. Just like in light, darkness is dispelled. You may not be able to see objects so well when it's dim light or dark. But when light is there, you can see things very clearly. And not only see things by knowledge and detachment, but spiritual taste, spiritual happiness, spiritual pleasure. So, satam prasangan mamavirya samvidho bhavanti hrit karna rasayana kata. Very nice. And going through this purport a couple of times before class, each sentence is a paraphrase of some scriptural statement. Like this last sentence. Just through a little association with a pure devotee, one can become successful in his journey back to Godhead. So, this is from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Sadhu Sangha, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Shastre Koi, Labha Matra, Sadhu Sangha, Sarva Siddhi Koi. It's Bengali, but just a moment, lava matra means just a fraction. It's one of the measures found in Canto 3. It's one of the measures of Vedic time. It's a fraction of a second. Such association is so powerful. sarva shastre koi sadhu sangha lava mantra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hoi. Sarva siddhi, all perfection can come. So what to speak of continued association. So he, Rahugana, is appreciating Jedbard's association, but in this way. You, Jedbard, are enabling me, the king, to receive the real benefit of this human form of life. And here's a quiz question. Does anybody know the verse where the same idea is said, the human form of life is rarely achieved, but at the same time it has the potential of giving one spiritual perfection? No. Bhagavatam. The human form of life is very rare to achieve. Yes. So say it again slowly. Say what you know.
Durlabha manusam janma.
Yeah. Durlabha manasa janma. It's very rare to achieve. Hard to achieve. Durlabha. Hard to achieve. Manasa janma, the human form of birth. Very rare. And it's also very short. But although it's rare and very short, it provides the opportunity for achieving spiritual perfection. And that spiritual perfection comes through sadhu sangha, and that's what he's saying here. Here I am in this human form of life. It's better than a demigod birth. Now, it's interesting what's being said here, because, like, what's it like in heavenly planets? Well, the picture is, it's party time. It's, you know, there's opulence and the mood of enjoying in opulence. It's not everyone does like that, just but like in the purport, Prabhupada is saying, is it not a fact that people that have enormous prosperity generally are involved in enjoying the fruits of their prosperity? Like, you know, what do people go to Goa for? To worship God? Or go to Hawaii for? It's you know, it's a pleasure place. Heaven is such a place. Commonly. No, it's not everyone. But there's such a tendency. And Narada may go there, and other great personalities may go there, but one is thoughtful, and Sadhu was thoughtful about, you know, where are they going to spend time? Are they going to spend time in the heavenly planet where people are just like immersed in sense gratification because of their piety, they have prosperity, and they're just enjoying their prosperity? Now, there's piety. So that piety means there's some inclination towards the Supreme, but they're so busy enjoying the fruits. It's not necessarily the best place for a sadhu to go, where people are all puffed up with their material opulence because of past pious deeds that entitle them to go to heavenly planets. No, it's not to say that there's no sadhus. They just, like, they boycott the place because people are too puffed up. But in this human region, there's not an abundance of sadhu, but the opportunity, a more likely opportunity, that's what Rahugana is saying in any case, for this association. So you're very kind, you've given me this association, and it's an expression of gratitude, and a gratitude to the Supreme Lord for giving him this human form of life and Jedbard's association. Now, others prior to King Rahugana, in the life of Jedbard, they had his association, but Jedbard didn't speak like he spoke to King Rahugana, which meant King Rahugana, there was some attraction, transcendental attraction, even though he was moved by false ego. I'm the king, da 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 da. Insulting Jed Bharat in a prideful mood. So there is contamination, but there was something inside, so much so that Jad Bharat spoke, and when he spoke, it awakened his bhakti. And so this is what sadhus do. What sadhus do is they see some little spark. This is Prabhupada now. A sadhu sees a little spark and they fan the spark. And now how do you fan the spark depends on the individual, but largely it's sound vibration. That's the spark fanning procedure. One speaks transmittal messages suitable for the individual according to what they can handle, what's appropriate. And by that fanning of the spark becomes a flame. And then Prabhupada said the expert preacher is one who can turn the flame into a big blaze. So our lives is similar. Receive and give. Very simple. We receive with a grateful heart, and having received, we give according to our capacity and our intelligence and our ability and our circumstance of life. We spend some sparks. And it can be done so many different ways. In your relationships that you have, certainly starts in the home, then it goes, you know, in the community, and in the workplace, and in school, and here and there. And, you know, the message, or just good conduct, and good and proper speech, and prasadam, and somehow something. Distribute books. Somehow fan the spark, according to what's appropriate, your capacity and your, you know, your time limitations. But that's what we do. We receive and we give what we've received with a grateful heart. And it has some effect. It has a very broad effect. Because the sadhu can only be so many places. But the sadhu influencing somebody, and that somebody influences somebody, and that somebody influences somebody, then the spark fanning becomes spread. So it's important that we receive. It's important that we receive from the right sources, and that we receive with in the proper mood and manner, and then transmit that which we received, the benefit and appreciation and whatever, and prasadam. Because prasadam is always a winner. So that's our morning discussion, King Hogan said. Any comments or discussion? Yeah.
Krishna Guru Maharaj, King Hogan had you mentioned he had a transcendental attraction. Something was in there. Is this so? How did that make him qualify to be an association of an advanced?
It's Super Soul.
Super Soul.
Super Soul saw, Super Soul sent, Jad Bharat fanned the spark.
So he had a desire.
He had something in there.
Something.
Whatever that something was. Doesn't specify. Mm-hmm. But Jad Bharat saw something and he did what he did. There's this very simple saying, by the mercy of Krishna, one receives Guru. By the mercy of Guru, one receives Krishna. Mm-hmm. That's what happened. Yeah.
So, Earth is the only planet that we can able to get the association of pure devotee.
Why do you say that? Why do you say that?
We have seven divisions of upper planet.
Yeah. So you're speculating. Excuse me for being so abrupt.
I just want to clarify.
The answer is no.
Thank you.
A nice reference is Gopal Kumar visiting other planets above the Earth planet, and there's pure devotees there. without the detail.
Okay. I think Mataji is asking because in human life we get bhakti, I think, attention by the being here.
That's okay. But her question specifically is, are there pure devotees on other planets? And the answer is yes. We're done. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki?
Jai. Jai.